Yeah, what's going on, guys? What's poppin'? This is a Just My Advice. If you don't know what that is, it's where I just give you my best advice. You ask questions, and I will literally answer or talk about anything you need help with. I feel like I have really good, like, perspective and, like, weird wisdom at this age, so I try and, like, help as much as I can. And, like, when I give advice, it's also advice for me as well. I could totally use it. When I give advice, it helps me take my own advice and see my own perspective and stuff like that. I just filmed one, so I'm, like, super ready to go. I filmed the last one, like, 2 seconds ago, and I just changed shirts. YouTuber secret right there. That's how we do it, to show you, to make you think we working every day. Yeah, that's just all I want to do is just give my helpful type. Just like the opposite of my main channel, me just talking shit. This is talking shit, but in a good way, for help and stuff. So if you want to comment down below, DM me how to get your question on here. Just DM me, tell me it's for this so I can screenshot it and put it in the album and stuff like that. Or yeah, just comment down below. It's always anonymous no matter what. Even if you comment down below, I'm not gonna like say your username and shit like that. No matter what. So yeah, just ask me anything and I got you. Let's just hop right into that shit. Shall we? We got three photos. We did three last time. Do you have any advice for young creatives? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would say make as much consistent quality content as you possibly can. What's the highest output that you possibly can have? Do that and be honest. Like with my homie, I was like, whenever I have rappers on or people who make music and shit like that, I'm like, how quickly can you put out music? How quickly can you make whatever you're making? Then do that. Like back in the day when I did 16 videos a week, which is fucking insane. I could never do that nowadays. I could do that back then. Now it's like, I don't know, like 3 to 5 across both channels of videos. We'll see type shit. So see what your maximum output is and do that. Like what's the most amount of videos or anything you can create with that same quality consistently. Do that as fastly as possible, right? And don't and quality is subjective, is extremely subjective. So don't get into like perfectionism and stuff like that, especially with like being a creative, because like that's just kind of an excuse, right? Being a perfectionist sometimes being like, oh, it's not perfect, it's not exactly how I wanted it. Well, it might not ever be, right? But nobody's gonna know. Like if you try and edit down or make something perfect, like nobody's gonna know what you were gonna say, or if you did fuck up, or if you fucked up, or if you stuff like that. Like, and if you do, like don't worry about it too much. Like people are, and like don't judge yourself, right? Like when you do these creative things, like creative stuff is extremely emotional. Miles, stop. Being a creative is extremely emotional and stuff like that. So I think having a good, like knowing about yourself and how you work and things like that, and also be prepared to not make money. It's very hard to make money as a creative at all. So, be prepared for that. Like if that's what you want to do for a living, you're gonna have to make money off of your emotional stuff you do. Like it's completely predicated on how much quality content you can emotionally put out. So the more you know about yourself and everything like that, I think would help a lot to be a creative. And just know that it's probably an extremely long, like if it's going to be forever and you want to do something forever, it's going to be very, very hard, almost impossible, or else everybody would do it, right? Number one job on earth is like a YouTuber, right? Like, and there's so many people who post on YouTube and don't make it, right? Or don't make any money, nothing happens at all. So just, you could be part of that type shit, right? Like you can fail at stuff you don't like, though. Keep that in mind as well. So you might as well do some shit you do like. Do the hard stuff you do like for that for being a creative, for whatever you want to do. Or if you want to, like, a good way to get into the game, like if you don't want to make your own videos but you want to be a video editor, like edit somebody's video for them. Or be like, hey, can I edit a video for you? Or something like, if you want to be an editor, if you want to be a writer or something like that, like reach out to people who can help put you on for free. Like if you want to do, like I said, a video, you could hit me. I'd be like, hey man, can I edit a video for you? I'd be like, fuck, yes, you could. Here you go. Type shit. And I just, you know, be like, this one was edited by blank type shit. Thank you. Selena, okay, here's my question. What are your thoughts on OnlyFans? I was kicking the idea around. Please be honest. I can take it. If that's what you want to do, go for it. I have no problem with it. I mean, like, so what do I think of OnlyFans? I think it's not a problem. If you want to do OnlyFans, you totally can. Just remember, once you do it, it's permanent. Like, you can do it once, and we'll be with you forever. So you got to keep that in mind. Aside from that, it shouldn't matter what other people think about it at all. It should be what you think about you doing it. How do you feel about you having an OnlyFans, right? You shouldn't worry about what other people think and stuff like that. A lot of people are going to look at you extremely poorly, look down on you a ton, like for some reason. A lot of men, a lot of women, honestly. But that's on them, not on you at all, right? Like, if somebody was to get offended at something I say, that's on them, not on me. Offense is taken, not given, right? So if they're, like, offended at what you do, it's taken, not given, right? But also remember, it will be with you forever. Like, if you're doing an OnlyFans with nudes and stuff, it'll follow you forever. But if you don't care about that shit, fuck it, right? Like, who cares? If that's a way you want to make money, it shouldn't matter to you with how... Like if you're okay with how you make money, it doesn't matter how much you make. It matters how you make it. And if you're okay with how you make it, then that's all that matters. This is a you game, right? Like, from the last one, I think it was a lot about perspective and loving yourself on less JMA, just my advice. It sounds like, what was it, JRE, Joe Rogan Experience? Yeah, the JMA, just my advice, just Mark's advice. Whoa, that's better. I like that, just Mark's advice. But it's just my advice, and I'm Mark, so fuck. It works both ways. Yeah, just it's how do you feel about it? That's it. That's all that matters. Because you got to live with you. That's it, right? Nobody else. You can't force somebody to live with your decisions or what you've done, but you can't. You have to be okay with decisions you make and things you do, right? It's not really. It doesn't matter what other people think at all. There should be no equity. There should be no mental equity in what other people think about what you're about to do or doing, because it doesn't matter ever. Thanks for the question. I always struggle to maintain long-lasting friendships in my life, and I was wondering, how do you know when a friendship is over or when it's worth to keep trying? Love you, bro. I love you more. Yo, sometimes people are like, I love you, bro, no homo. I'm like, maximum homo. I love you so much. I'm going to fuck you, bro. Because you can say that to guys. You can respond that way to guys. You can't respond that way to women. That'd be crazy. What's up? Thanks, babe. I'm going to fuck you right in the mouth. Appreciate you. I always struggle to maintain long-lasting friendships in my life. So wondering, how do you know when a friendship is over or when it's worth trying? Well, if that's solely up to you, right? Like, if you find value in that person and you think it's worth to keep trying, then it is. That's how you know. How do you know when a friendship is over? I feel like if you're even questioning it, if the friendship is... Unless, you know, see, like, sometimes, like... So I have, like... parts of like BDP, which is borderline personality disorder. I have parts of that. So like where I think like some shit I said might make somebody like hate me or like completely just stop talking to me type shit. But like I have to like not work. Like it's like a thing where like, oh, did I just say that's that and now they're not gonna talk to me or fuck with me anymore? Or like did that type of shit will go through my mind. But then I also have to be like, if they were going to drop me right now for that, I'd be like, that's not even a friend anyway type shit. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, again, your perspective, right? Like, when is it worth it to keep trying? Is it worth it to you? Is that person worth your effort? You have to ask yourself that honestly, right? Because not everybody's worth all of your time. You can't cast pearls to the swine forever, right? And you should never cast pearls to swine anyway. However, but like, if you... know for a fact you always struggle to maintain long-lasting friendships, I would see, like, I always tell people to get like professional help and therapists because they always help you like figure out who you are and why you are the way you are and all that shit and why you act the way you do. I think that'll be very helpful, honestly. I see a therapist, so fuck it, why? There's nothing wrong with it at all whatsoever. I think it's a super cool thing to do. It's a super smart thing to do. I look like I'm way too short in this. I might have to like aim the camera down a little bit, but fuck it. So I would say look into that. Why can't you have consistent, long-lasting relationships with different types of people and different personality traits? If you consistently can't keep long-lasting friendships, it might be something on your end. So I would look into that. I would start asking yourself honest questions and answering honestly if you don't want to go see a professional help to help you ask those correct questions, right? To find out the right questions or for them to listen to you from a third person, from an unbiased third party perspective, and listen to you constantly over multiple weeks to figure you out so they can pinpoint what's going on instead of you having to figure it out and use that mental energy towards that type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think this one is kind of like with the last one I ended with asking yourself these questions and being honest with yourself. So I would try and figure out why you can't hold these, like, look at maybe there's recurring things that happen through every relationship you have, relationship, friendship, like recurring, and see what that is. Maybe there's a thing there. Like, why, what, is there something that they all say to you? Because I don't know that, I don't know you, right? I don't know what's going on type shit, but if there's something in common between every person who leaves type shit, or if you're not keeping these long-lasting friendships, there might be something in there. It might be something on your end, which is totally, totally okay. Totally okay. Don't look at it as a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's neither. It's life, right? There's no such thing as good or bad when in life, like in real, like if you see a lion eating a zebra, are you like, that's bad lion. That's mean. He's eat. No, that's nature. That's life, right? So how you're feeling and how you act and stuff, even if it makes people draw away from you, like it's not good. Like it's good or bad. It's how you act, and you might have to change it, right, for how people are reacting to it, right? Because that's just like the way the life is. If you want to keep long-lasting friendships, there might be certain qualities or certain ways that you act between all of these personality traits that isn't working, right? And that's the main thing in life, is like being able to build relationships with people and like work with people and being able to have long-lasting friendships and stuff seems like, and I'm positive that's super important, stuff like that. So I would say definitely, to the best of your ability, try and figure out what's going on here. Ask yourself these questions, or have somebody else help you ask these questions, I think. Yeah. But don't blame yourself, and don't be hard on yourself. You gotta be nice to yourself, right? Like I said in the last one, nobody knows you like you know you, and nobody's going to love you like you love you. So you should do that. And focus on you, you know? Maybe don't focus on the other people part of it. Focus on the you part of it, right? Because you're like, when do I know it's over? When do you know it's over with a friend? Or when it's worth to keep trying? Like, only you would know. You would know when it's worth to keep trying for you. I can't tell you. Oh, 3 days, like, if it's annoying after 3 days, that's like the rule. There's no rules, right? Just it's completely predicated on what your perspective is and what you think of what's going on and how you feel about it. But you know, that's just my advice. If it fucks up your life, that's just my advice. But I don't think it will. I think asking, or I don't know, maybe asking people, but I don't know if that might hurt. I don't know, that might suck. I don't know how. I would ask yourself the questions before you ask other people why they stop being friends with you. I don't think that's even good advice, honestly. I would talk to somebody and yourself, right? A third party, unbiased perspective would be amazing, and talking to yourself and being honest would be amazing. Like, I honestly need to definitely change this angle. I totally agree. Like, change it somehow, because I look too short in this. I gotta fix it. You know what I'm saying? I felt like super Italian right there for some reason. But thank you so much for watching. I appreciate you so much. If you love the advice I give, if it's helped you at all, or if like I've ever made you laugh on my main channel by talking shit and all that stuff, look at the description down below. We got merchandise, we got ringtones, we got everything, Patreon, all that shit. But if you don't or don't want to, like if you can't or don't want to, I totally understand. Just share this shit around. Like, comment, ask a question, dislike. I don't give a shit. But I appreciate you no matter what. Thank you for the time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I love you unconditionally. Every single one of you. I promise. Mwah.